Rauner's amendatory veto requires supermajority votes in both chambers to override it, accept it, or come up with something new that the governor will sign. Everyone's worst fear is that lawmakers will fail to do any of those things, and Illinois will go into the new school year with no state money for public schools. State Representative Carol Ammons of Urbana warns of the effect on families if a lack of state money forces some school districts to close.
Parents will not be able to go to work if school districts can't last 96 days like Urbana schools.
Ammons is calling on Republicans who largely opposed this version of the education funding reform bill to join with Democrats in overriding the governor's veto to protect schools from a loss of state money. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.